This coming weekend, the Democratic Party picks a new chairman. The favorite for the job is Terry McAuliffe, a former golf partner and fundraiser to President Clinton. He enjoys overwhelming support from Democrats in Congress, from many unions, and from the ex-president. McAuliffe has spent his career in a sometimes controversial field as a full-time political fundraiser. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Terry McAuliffe says he's raised hundreds of millions of dollars for Democratic causes. He raised money for Bill Clinton's re-election and his presidential library. He raised money for Hillary Clinton's New York Senate race. He raised millions for the presidential bid of Al Gore.
And I want to thank the greatest fundraiser in the history of the universe, Terry McAuliffe.
Gore spoke last year to an audience that jammed a Washington sports arena. Contributors to the event had given $26 million to Democrats, a single-day record. During the program, the chief fundraiser took the stage.
Thank you.
He's in his early 40s. With what his friends describe as endless enthusiasm, he's been making contacts and raising money all his life. McAuliffe's father was the county treasurer for the Democratic Party in Syracuse, New York.
They used to raise, oh boy, if they raised $5,000 or $6,000 a year. It was a big deal up there. In fact, I did my first fundraiser. 7 years old, my father put up a card table at the Hotel Syracuse for a county fundraiser. And he said, Terry, nobody gets in this door unless they pay. And unfortunately for a lot of Democrats through the years, that sort of maxim has stayed with me.
In 1996, McAuliffe raised millions of dollars for commercials that helped Bill Clinton to win a second term. After raising money for Al Gore's campaign, he expected to be named ambassador to Great Britain. But when Gore lost, leading Democrats began working to make McAuliffe National Party chairman instead. Political scientist John Kenneth White says many Democrats don't think they really lost the 2000 election, and they don't think they need a chairman to change their ideas. They just want a man like McAuliffe to give them the ammunition they need to win.
His primary qualification is to raise lots of money by schmoozing with the political elite.
Is that a good thing, bad thing?
In terms of winning elections, it's the only thing.
Some Democrats question that. Former Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson is Terry McAuliffe's only opponent for DNC chairman.
Is this still the party of the people? Or is this now a party of just a few money men?
Yesterday, Jackson won an endorsement from the Teamsters Union. In a letter, Teamsters President James Hoffa Jr. denounced what he called the continued dominance of money-driven politics. After the 1996 campaign, federal prosecutors charged the Democrats and the Teamsters collaborated in an illegal fundraising scheme. Several Teamsters were indicted. McAuliffe was investigated but has never been charged or called to testify in court. In that same 1996 campaign, Democrats invited wealthy donors to spend the night in the Lincoln bedroom of the White House. McAuliffe demonstrated to congressional investigators that the sleepovers were not his idea, though he did suggest the president should spend quality time with big contributors. McAuliffe says he's proud of everything he's done.
You know, I only support those candidates that I believe in. I don't get paid any money to do this. I do this as a volunteer. I leave my family and business to go out and spend time on the road doing this because I believe in the candidate.
When he says he's a volunteer, McAuliffe is correct. He's worked for years without taking a salary, but he's been involved in numerous business deals. Often he raised money for investments using his political connections. People who were giving money to the president and other Democrats sometimes also invested money with the president's friend.
If I may meet someone who likes me and we do business together, so be it. I meet people, they like me, we do business. It has nothing to do with the federal government. And if the worst thing you say about me is Terry McAuliffe has done business with people he's met through politics, so be it, I plead guilty.
Occasionally, his business deals have drawn scrutiny. In the early 1990s, McAuliffe bought some apartment buildings in a shopping mall in Florida. He invested with a partner, the pension fund of a Democratic-leaning union. McAuliffe invested $100 and made more than $2 million. But the U.S. government sued the union, charging that its managers had made a risky investment. The case is still open. McAuliffe says he is not worried that the new Republican administration might start asking questions about him.
Let them ask. Bring them on. They've tried to ask it before. They haven't found anything before. They're not going to find anything now. This is the business of politics. You raise issues, bring it on. Who cares? So what?
McAuliffe seeks to lead his party just as Democrats have lost both the White House and Congress. Soon, McAuliffe will learn how his fundraising charm works with his party out of power. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.